In case you're just joining us, we are broadcasting from the seventh floor of the Tribune building on this, the final day. The headline in the paper tonight will be Goodbye, Tulsa. Seated right here in the chair that is normally yours, right, at the conference room is Jenkin Lloyd Jones, Sr. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, John.
Your father, Richard Lloyd Jones, bought the paper back in 1919, is it?
Correct.
Some of you might wonder why we have Charles Page Boulevard around town and so forth. Didn't he buy it from Charles Page?
He bought it from Charlie Page, yes.
And it was then the Democrat Tribune, I believe.
No, it was then the Democrat.
Okay.
And then you have to make a gradual transition if you're going to change the name of a newspaper. So for a brief period, it was the Democrat Tribune. And then he changed it to the Tribune.
Tribune it was, I guess, since about 1920. This investigative image that the paper has, not just an image, reality. How did that come about? Was that the spirit of your father who started the paper?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. When we got to Tulsa, there was a major scandal, for example, with cement contractors in the city paving. They were just beginning to pave the city. And they didn't take the investigative stories very kindly. And I remember as a child, the living room filled up all night with people bearing pistols because the rumor was they were going down to clean out the family. So coming from the very quiet environs of a university town in Wisconsin, that was a very heady thing for a 8-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You had a choice then to continue this investigative style. I mean, you promoted this down through the years.
Well, we always looked upon investigations not as nitpicking, not as headline-seeking, not as circulation-building, but as keeping the community on the rails.
Yeah.
And if you don't do some of that, you get yourself spreading cancer, and then it gets very difficult to control. I was reminded of the old socialist police chief of the socialist mayor of Milwaukee who kept allowing the gangs to move into Milwaukee until they had spent a lot of money on slot machines. And then he'd raid them all. And that cost him a couple of $1 million. And after a while, they quit moving into Milwaukee. Well, I think you have to do that type of thing.
Yes.
If you're going to have a livable community.
I read a quote here last night, a people without reliable news is sooner or later a people without the basis of freedom. Harold Lasky said that back in the early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
An issue that you're proud the paper supported, or maybe an expose of some problem in the community, and probably several of them, but one that may jump to mind.
Well, I think the thing that I'm proudest of is the fact that we ended what the British called a rotten borough system. You remember back in the early 19th century, the Parliament was being controlled by boroughs that hardly existed anymore. The industrial age had come, the population had shifted, and that became a great issue in Britain. Well, we had a rotten borough system in Oklahoma in which the legislature obdurately refused to reapportion the state legislature in spite of the fact that what had existed in 1907 was no longer valid later. And the result was that, for example, a citizen of Love County had 9 times the representation in the state Senate as a citizen of Tulsa County. It cost us some money. We had to sue in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, well, we were right, but they were sure the legislature would take care of it. 10 years later, we had to sue again because the legislature didn't take care of it. We finally got the state reapportioned, and we thought that was a public service.
Yeah. This day, you probably, I don't know, when you knew this day was going to happen, but there must have been a time you thought this day would never happen.
Well, evening newspapers have been in difficulties. Reading habits have changed. I don't think that we were very optimistic about our chance of survival for the past 5 years.
I see. What did you tell the staff yesterday?
I told them I was proud of them. I told them that in the 2 months between the announcement that the Tribune would fold and today, I wondered what would happen to the quality of the newspaper, to the dedication of the staff. I said that I hoped the Tribune would be missed, but I wasn't sure that we wouldn't go out wagging a crippled tail. I could have put those fears to rest.
Yeah.
I don't think we have ever been better. And I told the staff that I was deeply grateful.
Yeah. How would you like us to remember the Tulsa Tribune?
As I'm saying today in an editorial, I want them to remember that the Tribune went under with its sails set and its colors flying.
Nice. Thank you. Jenkin Lloyd Jones, Sr. Thank you, sir. Early in the morning here at 7:40 KRMG. It is 8:51. More coming up.
I can read what I want to anywhere that I choose. So bring me the Tulsa Tribune. It's my kind of news.
7:46 at KRMG. Sitting with me this morning is Jenk Jones, Jr., who's sitting with his final edition T-shirt on. He has a red Tulsa Tribune cap on. You've just finished a meeting. What was that meeting about you were doing out there?
It's our morning news conference where we go over the news from around the world and from around the state and locally.
Have you selected the headline yet?
Yes, selected the headline. It's a goodbye, Tulsa.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, Tulsa. You had a little contest. I guess you had a number of headlines to choose from.
Yes, had a number of headlines to choose from.
That's what it'll be this afternoon when it hits the streets just after 11 o'clock this morning, I understand.
Well, it will be unless something happens in the interim.
Now, you've been with the paper so many, many years, but an area of expertise for you has been national and international coverage, and I know the paper's been proud of that because you've had people that actually were in all four corners of the world, as we say.
Yes, my dad has been around the world five times to 125 countries in both poles. I haven't quite matched that, but I'm working on my second 100. But we have many reporters and editors who have traveled. In an average decade, the Tribune will have at least 60 different countries represented by Tribune bylines. And my wire editor, Mike Lester, is one of the best that's ever worked at any newspaper in terms of his knowledge of the world and the significance of the events. That's what I think has made the Tribune unique, John, is that we have people who understand what is important in national and international news, and I think it makes your selection better.
Well, a lot of newspapers don't do that anymore. I mean, they have people that rip the wire and pretty well take it from whatever news source.
Yeah, we try to have people who are well-grounded in history and political science and economics and just the general understanding of the world. Jim Sellers, our associate editor, I've sent to the Soviet Union four times. Jim speaks Russian fluently and has been able to come up with stories that, frankly, a lot of newspapers much bigger than the Tulsa Tribune could not produce.
Yeah. You must be very proud of this. I mean, this is family. Family, two families. Your immediate family. Your father, your grandfather. But then you've had a family feeling right here on the news floor.
A brother, a sister, a son, and
yes.
A niece.
Yeah,
it goes very deep. But we have, as you said, it's always been the Tribune family, and we've tried to hire good people and treat them well and give them a great deal of responsibility and opportunity to do their own thing. And we've also tried to help them by sending them to many corners of the world. A lot of my reporters and editors have been sent to Latin America, Asia, Europe, Africa, to report on the news, because there's nothing that gives you the familiarity like seeing a place firsthand.
Frosty Troy's going to have some comments next hour, and we've pre-recorded them, and I think it's a great tribute to you and the whole Jones family. Is he says never was he told he couldn't do a story, was always given freedom to do this and that, and I'm sure every reporter to a T would say the same thing.
Well, you know, reporters are bright people. They're well-educated people. They're very curious people. They have a great sense of wanting to serve the public. And so to muzzle bright people is to destroy much of the reason you hired them in the first place.
Yeah. Investigative style, certainly that is part of the newspaper. Raising money for special events. There's a long list. In fact, it'll be in tonight's paper, I think, of the things that were raised.
Well, I guess in summing it up, John, and certainly we thank you and KRMG for your help on the neediest families, but the basic reason for the Tribune always has been not only to inform the public and sometimes to entertain it, but to try and make Tulsa and Oklahoma a better place to live.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a fairly simple philosophy, but it I think it's a pretty good one.
How would you like the paper to be remembered?
Fondly.
Good. Thank you, Cenk.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Cenk Jones, Jr. goes back to work on the newsroom floor. 7:50, we're doing in the morning at 7:40 KRMG. Early in the morning at KRMG from the seventh floor, the newsroom of the Tulsa Tribune. My thanks to the Tribune for allowing me this opportunity to say goodbye to them. They say goodbye to you and their final edition out in the streets a little after 11 o'clock this morning, and I, too, would like to say goodbye. You know, everyone in the electronic media has used the Tulsa Tribune as their source for an entire story, or it gave them an idea for another story. Sometimes we gave credit, and sometimes we didn't. I personally liked the Tribune because they were not afraid to take a stand, knowing they would stir things up. Wouldn't always make them friends, perhaps even putting them at odds with the power structure of the city. In the newspaper business, the Tulsa Tribune was as close as you'll ever get to being the people's voice. I enjoyed using the editorials, letters to the editor, or call the editor, either to support my point of view or to challenge its view. And the Tribune never called to complain about how they were treated on the radio. They took their hits, moved on down the road. I think they were too busy working on their own issues, own special projects to improve the community. Somehow the driveway at my house is going to look a little emptier, and I'll miss seeing that yellow car driven by the Tribune carrier. Thank you, Tulsa Tribune, for inspiring us in the broadcast business and bringing a feeling of family to all of Tulsa. As of today, Tulsa loses a good neighbor. Shalom.
I can read what I want to anywhere that I choose. So bring me the Tulsa Tribune. It's my kind of news.
Shop Talk in Tulsa, Oklahoma's Tribune. Yesterday's edition was the last. After 73 years. Some of us Tulsans growing up didn't know what we thought about things until we'd read what Cenk and Lloyd Jones had to say about it. Somebody saved me a copy of the final edition. I understand Cenk wrote the page one obit.